question was asked, what should one do if one wants to add and extend their own prayer and the congregation is reaching Kedusha? So you want to say Kedusha with the congregation. We just learned the importance of Kedusha. So what are you supposed to do? So the truth is that there are a few aspects to this question. Number one, our rule is that if you started with the congregation, you started Shmoneh Esrei with them, you could take your time. The fact that they're going to say Kedusha and they're going to finish all of davening and you're still in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, that's okay. That's kosher. You don't have to rush. So long as you started on time, the fact that they're rushing ahead, no, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. I remember when my Rebbe told me that I should really be using the Ashkenazic pronunciation when I daven. So I grew up with Ivrit, and it was a shocker to me. It was a bigger shocker later on when I discovered that Rav Kook Zatzal held the same way. Rav Kook would only talk in Ashkenazis. Rav Kook didn't talk. He wouldn't talk with the Hebrew accent. Even when he'd speak with people, he'd say that the way to talk is like this, and he would talk like this. Ani me'oid sameach lirois oischa. Yes. Yeah, that's how Rav Kook Zatzal spoke. I didn't know that. I heard that from Rav Neria. I didn't know that. So at any rate, I shifted my prayer to Ashkenazis, and suddenly everything took so much longer. For the first time in my life, I appreciated what you guys go through. Suddenly I'm in shul and I'm still in Shmoneh Esrei and the Gabbai wants to shut the lights. Give me a break. I'm working, I'm trying to get the words out and I want to get them right. Right? And okay, so that I really valued that experience because for a month or two I got the experience what it's like Mahon Meir. I graduated more quickly because I have the background, right? But nonetheless, that's when I actually experienced what we're discussing now. Everything took a really long time. So the halacha says if you started with everyone else, you don't have to worry about the fact that they're zooming ahead, you're fine. That's point one. Point two, if you reached Elokai Nitzor Leshoni Merah, the final paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, right? You made the final blessing. Baruch Ta Hashem, Hamvarech Tamo Yisrael Bashalom. You reach there. Now you're going into Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Merah. So at that point, if the congregation says Kedusha, you could pause what you're doing. You could say, Yiyu L'Ratzon Imreifi. May the words of my mouth be find favor before you. Ve'gyon Libi L'Fanecha. And the thoughts of my heart before you. And you could join them, say their Kedusha, and then you could go back to what you were doing. So once you reach that final paragraph, you can say Kedusha with the congregation. So there you're also covered if you're there. The only issue is if you're not yet there. So then the question is like this. If you can speed up and still remain focused and reach that point, say the final blessing in time for Kedusha, you should. And then you'll add the requests there. If you started with the congregation and you don't want to speed up, you're having your own prayer, you don't have to factor in what they're doing. The only time where you should speed up to get to that point is if you started late. If you came to shul late, and so you didn't start Shmoneh Esrei with them, so then if you gauge that by giving a little bit more speed, even though you could retain your kavanah, but it won't be the way you like it, and yet you'll get to Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Merah in time to say Kedusha with them, then we say, being that you didn't do yours, you showed up late, so then you do have to... you do have to speed up to get to the Kedusha with them. If you showed up on time, you don't have to do it. You could do it. You don't have to. And if you're there anyways, so then you should pause what you're doing and go over to say the Kedusha with them. You say that?